in the bubble, and I heard you were going through the drive-thru there at Zaxby's. They're a very popular place tonight, so it's kind of a long wait. Is that an indoor court, and is it clay or concrete or asphalt? What's the floor made out of?
Asphalt.
Is it indoor?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's playing outdoors right now. At least not over here. But anyway, it's just mist and rain right now. But you know, all the courts are wet.
With all the water on it, it'd be a sluggish tennis ball if you were playing outside if it soaked up a lot of water.
Game scheduled for 6, and I've got two scheduled tomorrow night at 4:30 and 6, so we'll see about that, I'll tell you. But anyway, is that tornado watch box, is that still going on? It's down south of us, but down around Greenwood or somewhere.
Sir, I haven't been keeping up with it. You probably hear on the 145.47 repeater. I think it's 145.47. You probably hear over there what's going on, but I haven't been keeping track of it. I just know it let up a little bit when I was at home and decided to go ahead and go out and get something to eat. But an outdoor tennis court, I'd think it'd be kind of like flying airplanes. It'd be a little bit too soggy for that.
Threw out some big balloon tires. Have you seen some of the landings on Facebook? And I think there's some on Instagram too, where they land the plane and it might roll about 5 or 6 feet after it touches the ground, and that's it. And they take off about the same way. It's just incredible how fast they get off the ground and how quickly they land. Of course, they're landing in, you know, into the wind, and that's giving them lift, so that always helps. But it's just, I don't know, it's just fascinating.
Now, I know what you're talking about. I think you can buy those as kits and put them together yourself. I think that all started up in Alaska. The Alaskan bush pilot would have to do short field takeoff and landings, STOL. And now it's, you know, fanatics, people that have taken it to the next level, so that you can take off in 6 feet and land in 6 feet. Well, some of them, they roll out, the wheels don't even move. When they touch down, the wheels don't roll at all. It just touches down like a helicopter if they've got a little bit of a headwind. And then there are those rare occasions, like with a Super Cub with big wheels on it. They've been known to land going backwards 3 miles an hour with pointed into a headwind.
Well, they can land anywhere. They can land on the side of a mountain or something, and they don't need any room to take off or land. So, I mean, it's just incredible.
Huge way. Yeah, and I think they have parachutes on them too. Well, those guys out over there at Sloan Field, they can take off in a relatively short distance too, and they do those short field landings, but not as short as what you're talking about. Go ahead, Keith, W4DJW.
He's kind of a celebrity in that field. They don't necessarily do that shorter takeoff and landings, but they fly to some pretty cool places and settle down over.
You had a lot of scratch on you in the beginning, but it cleared up halfway through, so I didn't hear the first part of that.
Bush League pilots on YouTube, Trent Palmer and Mike Patey. Mike Patey's kind of a celebrity status in that group.
I've watched a lot of their videos. Is that the ones that do the home build? You buy the kit and you rivet the wings together?
Yeah, Carbon Cubs. Mike Patey does his own designs. He'll take old Wilga, or is what he had before he wrecked it. He's working on a carbon cub he calls Scrappy now, that he took a scrap carbon cub and basically redesigned the whole thing. Pretty amazing guy.
Is that a cub made out of carbon, carbon fiber? Go ahead, pick it up, David, and pass it to Keith.
I'd like to see one of those. Well, I'm going to have to run. I'll carry on. Go ahead and pick it up, Keith. 73s to all, KB4CBA.
David, I didn't mean to cut you short. I just wanted to get it in there where y'all was talking about it. Have a good evening, and we'll get you later. I subscribe to Kurt Palmer and Mike Katie both, and I'm not a pilot, but I've always been fascinated with aircraft and worked in aircraft for a little while. There are a couple of good follows for that kind of stuff.
For your tennis game, if you're still there, hope you win. And Keith, is that, why do they call it a carbon cub? Is it because it's got a lot of carbon fiber in it?
Kit plane, and I think that is the case. I think it's got a lot of carbon panels. But Mike Patey, the one that's rebuilding that one, he had a scrap frame, and he's basically forming his own carbon parts. Completely redesigned the wings. It's got two extending leading edges to make the wing cord larger. It's just, and he put all this stuff together out of his head. He's well off. He's done really good for himself over the years, and but he has the time and the resources to do all this stuff.
It would be fun, but you got to be careful. I had an uncle whose brother was like that, and he didn't live long. they crashed. There was four of them in an airplane. They crashed on the runway, but they did all kind of stunts like that all the time, and eventually it caught up with them. Anyway, I'm about to back it in the driveway, Keith. I enjoy airplanes too, all kinds, full scale, small scale, it doesn't matter. Multi-wing, multi-helicopter, rotor blade, it doesn't matter. Just anything that gets your feet off the ground. Anyway, take care. I'm going to go in and eat. KM4CHY, W4DJW.
Good talking to you, too. Enjoy your chicken. We'll catch you later. KM4CHY, standing by and listening.
KK4HYC. You must be talking about Scrappy.
You said it was KK4HYC. Scrappy indeed. The man is amazing and his work is amazing. Over.
KK4HYC, Shane. Yeah, I watch old Mike here. He come up with a cool airplane, or two or three of them. I like Draco, and that's crappy now. He's got them solar panels on them wings. That's pretty cool.
Where he strap the electric motorcycles under the wings and basically tape them anywhere he wants to go. Yeah, I followed him back, back in kind of the, I guess, mid days of Draco. And so yeah, I've watched him build Scrappy from the start. Yeah, really amazing guy. And yeah, that wing that he did on Scrappy is just, that thing blows me away. I mean, everything he's touched is basically custom. And he just, he has these wild ideas and CADs it up, and you know, darn if he don't pull it off. Over.
Your suspension on that home Scrappy. I'm just wondering if he's going to turbo that thing. Take that nitrous off there.
Like he has mentioned doing that, and he's saying he's working on something else for a prop too, other than that airboat prop that he's got on it now. I'm thinking he's going to, you know, kind of rig it up like Draco was with the variable pitch. I would assume he's looking at something like that. But, yeah, I hadn't checked in a few days to see if he's got anything. He was on a little bit of a hiatus, but he was still working and just hadn't put out a lot of videos. But, yep, really enjoy his content.
Yeah, I started right before he started building Draco. I seen that and I said, I gotta watch him, see what he does. Man, he's something else. But I like, what was it? The Cowboy Riders or something like that? The group he flies with?
I've seen them a few times. I hadn't caught a lot of it. Like I said, I was thoroughly engrossed in Scrappy, so I've seen all of that. You know, watched, like I said, about mid to end of Draco. Another good one is that other fellow I mentioned, I don't know if you're familiar with Trent Palmer. They do a lot of that. Either he'll go out flying by himself or he'll meet up with a bunch of guys and they'll go to different spots and camp and fish and get back in the air. And he's a pro drone pilot filming movie and commercial shots. So he's really good at the production of his videos also. So he's an interesting one to get that Trent Palmer over.
Last thing, Freedom Fox Kid or something like that. Yeah, I like watching him too.
Freedom Fox, I believe is what it was, yep. And I've heard of Kit Foxes too. I'm guessing that's the same plane and then the Carbon Cubs. But yeah, most of what I know about bush planes is from those two guys. Yeah, I just thoroughly enjoy both of them.
There, I got a, I 3D printed me a plane out. I just got to put it together. We're going to try it out. But I just saw that there, I watched it. I said, that'd be pretty cool to do. So I printed it out.
I've looked at those, and my printer went down on me, lost the heat on the bed, so I do a lot of PETG, and you about have to have heat for the bed on that. But yeah, I've definitely looked at the 3D printed planes, and they are interesting. Then I was going to say back to Trent Palmer and Mike Patey, I like them for different reasons. I like Mike Patey because of the engineering and his building skills and all that. But then Trent Palmer is, you know, all about the flying. So, you know, that's it covers both ends of the spectrum for me. Over time.
Whenever he was doing the bike, whenever he was seeing how far he could stretch it. Stretch the spars or bend them. Man, he'd come up with some of them creative tools to see how far he could go with it.
Just the carbon parts he pulls off of there. And, you know, just laying all this up basically by hand and, you know, building forms and everything. And just everything just goes together so perfectly. But yeah, you can watch it. You can tell he is very skilled at what he does. He's a pretty amazing individual. He's done good on that airplane tug business that they come up with, him and his brother. So, again, I guess he has a lot of free time, a lot of free money, a lot more than most of us anyway.
age and all kind of thing. I like his ambition towards aviation, man. You could tell it by just watching him and in his voice there. Man. He just loves what he's doing. KJ4HYC.
Talk about the stories of how him and his brother started out doing construction work, and you know, he's a workaholic at anything he does, apparently, and it really comes out in his work, too, so, an amazing individual. Into it long enough that he's got a lot of experience behind him now too, but just to jump into something like that and carry it as far as he has is pretty amazing.
Off-road Jeep that he built?
I have, the plane's about the only thing I've seen him deal with.
A couple of videos there show that six-wheel Jeep he built, that off-road racer. That's pretty neat. Now his son gonna be just like him, I believe.
Surprised me a bit. I think he's building him a plane now too. I've not seen the Jeep. I'll have to keep an eye out for that one. I'd like to see more of the race planes. I wish he'd get back into building one of those because he's set records in race planes too. So I'd like to see a little more of that. But I don't know if he still races or not. It seems like since I've been watching him, those days are about over for him.
Well, that engine was in Draco. I think that was the plane. That was the engine that he used to break that record. If I'm not mistaken, that's what I heard him say.
I believe that's right. And I need to go back and see if he's got some of his race plane stuff on there. Cause, you know, he does the in the intro video. He's got shots of his race plane. I'll have to go back and see what he's got. I had to really plowed back through his back catalog, so he may very well have something on there. It might not be current, but it'd still be good watching over
time. Back right before, it's maybe two or three before he come out saying he's going to reduce scrapping. You can see the Jeep in the background back there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll have to look for that. And he had bought another Wilco, was saying he was doing the Draco X or whatever, but I don't know if he's working on it in the background or I hadn't heard him say anything about it in a long time, so that'll be something to look forward to too.
I was putting one together. She was putting her another plane together. But I know they 3D scanned Draco before he wrecked it and everything and come out with them RC planes. I think they're going to do scrappy too.
Did a good job on that plane too. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they did scrap it. Well, Shane, I need to get out of here. We're going to go get something to eat. Go to the kitchen and get something to eat. We ain't going nowhere right now anyway. good talking to you again, and we'll catch you a little later. Give me a shout if you see anything interesting, that's for sure. K and 4CHY back here.
talking to you, and yeah, if I see anything interesting, I'll holler back at you. Go in there and grab you some grubby chair and quick talk with you on down the lot. K4CHY, KJ4HYC, clear.